Fridays are awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News, 10 minutes of commercial-free current events. I'm Carl Azus. I'm at the CNN Center in Atlanta. The U.S. president is at a meeting across the Atlantic in Wales. It's part of the United Kingdom. It's where a summit of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is taking place. Most of NATO's 28 member countries are European. The U.S. and Canada are also part of it. And the coalition has a lot to talk about. In fact, British Prime Minister David Cameron says this is a crucial time in NATO's history. One event these leaders will be watching, a peace plan for the war-torn nation of Ukraine. It's expected to take effect today between Ukrainian troops and the pro-Russian forces that are fighting them. There are doubts about whether it will hold. Another topic involves a barbaric terrorist group we've been reporting on since we came back.
Battle against ISIS is, of course, a major topic on NATO's agenda, and leaders within the organization will have to carve out time to focus on that threat, diverting some attention away from Ukraine's confrontation with Russia. ISIS is now a critical concern to Britain, which is hosting the NATO gathering.
We now need to strengthen our powers to fill specific gaps in our armory.
The British are taking the lead in imposing new travel restrictions. Now other NATO states, including the U.S., are looking at their own threats of Western jihadis traveling to and from ISIS battlefields. And President Obama will be seeking more support from top allies inside and outside of NATO to deal with the ISIS threat, something he says is critical to forming his overall ISIS strategy. But the major subject on NATO's agenda will be Ukraine. NATO recently released what it dubbed photographic evidence of Russian military activity inside eastern Ukraine. Russia has denied that, but NATO's Secretary General isn't buying it. He's proposing the creation of a rapid reaction security force that can quickly respond to Russian aggression. Watch for President Obama and other leaders at the summit to offer a robust defense of NATO's Article 5 that states the alliance must come to the defense of any NATO country that is under attack. That will come as some comfort to smaller NATO countries like the Baltic states that are growing increasingly worried about Russia's intentions. And finally, there's Afghanistan, where NATO has played a key role since the beginning of that war. Just as the United States is anxiously watching the outcome of Afghanistan's recent election, NATO member states are wondering what their mission will be there after the year ends. Both of the candidates in the contested vote in Afghanistan have said they'll sign an agreement allowing U.S. troops to remain there past 2014, but at this point, nothing is certain.